as much as it is perceived to be pushing the propaganda, where Gupta and President Jacob Zuma are concerned. Do you feel that it is the right call to do? Nonetheless, very quickly, just speaking on Zimbabwe, Phumlani Majozi, political commentator, non-executive director at a Free Market Foundation and a business analyst, joining us very quickly. Talk to me, Phumlani. A very good morning to you. Talk to me about Zimbabwe.
Yeah, sure. Good morning, sir. Look, I think last night we were all expecting, after all what has been happening throughout the week, and the meeting that took place yesterday in Harare by ZANU-PF and calling for their leader, Robert Mugabe, to step down. We're expecting that Mugabe would, in that press conference or speech he gave, we're expecting that he was going to say, I'm handing over power, or I'm leaving my seat as president of Zimbabwe. So we're all surprised. By what happened, that he didn't resign. But I think it is a continuation of defiance of Mugabe, which we have seen over many, many years, right? You will see, as you see the pictures on the media of Robert Mugabe as the leader of Zimbabwe, of what a defiant man is, someone who has always seen that he's on a struggle, right? Who has always been in an environment where he was, fighting for his people. So he has always had that defiant approach, to things and standing for what he believes in. So yesterday we saw that he was defiant even in this case and saying that I'm not going to, step down, obviously. Yeah.
Forgive me for saying, though, it really doesn't make sense to me. I mean, you had our last caller, Andrew, saying that the man is going to hold on and look to get impeached. For me, it makes sense to give up now. You avoid all of that process, because if you step down now, there's so much to gain, whereas if you are impeached, you lose so much.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree with you. As I was saying, I was expecting him to resign, and he has been given, by the way, midday today to resign, and we'll see whether he does or not. So, but I was expecting that. I don't see the need of him going through the impeachment process, of which already right now he has lost significant support within his party. So I don't see him even surviving the impeachment process. It's best right now to show that I've recognized that there are serious concerns about what's been happening in the party, and I've seen people, taking to the street, speaking against my leadership, and because my party has called me to step down, I will therefore resign. I think that would have carried a bit of weight, because he would have been seen as someone who fought for the struggle, because he's a man who really fought for Zimbabwe. He has a record in terms of leading Zimbabwe to independence. So the way he would have ended things would have been, quite respectful, in a sense that we would have seen that, okay, he recognized that people stood up against him, and therefore he gave up power. Now, to hold on to power like this up until the impeachment process that he wants to go through right now, I think for him it is a matter of political suicide, or he's shooting himself on the foot, basically. And it's very sad to see a man who really led to Zimbabwe independence and did good things before, up until, of course, he mismanaged his economy and the politics and so on, wanting to end his power in this way. It's really disappointing the way I see it.
Phumlani Majozi, as always, thank you so much, Baba, for joining us on the line. Your comments always welcomed. To you listening.